This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, August 4, and these are the headlines. The local government is rolling out a mobile anti-COVID vaccination to reach out to more senior citizens, especially those who cannot go to the main vaccination sites for various reasons. This means that the mobile vaccination team will seek out cluster areas where there are still unvaccinated senior citizens after noting the low turnout of the priority sector at various jab sites. The city has 21 operational vaccination sites to date. Meanwhile, the High Priority Bus System, or HPBS, remains on track to be fully operational by October 2023 with the development of the 19 billion transport modernization project. During the Sakay Tabay program on Monday morning over the Davao City Disaster Radio, Engineer Connie Makapayag, Engineer 4 of the Department of Transportation, said that they have finished the pre-construction phase of the 600-kilometer bus network. There will be a total of 6 bus terminals to be constructed in different barangays. This will be located in Bunawan, Panakan Diversion, Buhangin, Kalinan, Turil, and Catalunan Pequeño. In business, the 59-megawatt peak solar facility in San Carlos City, Negros Occidental, operated by Abuitiz Power subsidiary San Carlos Sun Power Incorporated, is the company's maiden venture in the solar energy space. The project was inaugurated in 2016. Abuitiz Power Corporation projects spending around 190 billion pesos over the next decade for an additional 3,700 megawatts under its clean energy portfolio, resulting in a 50-50 balance between its renewable and thermal capacities by 2030. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, please log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.